You have your Bible tonight. Turn back with us to Romans chapter number 10. Praise God. Romans chapter number 10, verse number 1. And the Bible says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." Now we read this verse and what we preached on last Wednesday night. But he goes on in verse 2, "So for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is in the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth." We preached last Wednesday night on verse number 1, verse number 1 here in Romans chapter 10. And we preached on an individual responsibility. And we went through the Word of God and went through the ones and the individuals that took the responsibility to share the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, to the saving of souls. And then Sunday morning, we preached on the Master's responsibility, how the Lord God of Heaven was our Heavenly Master, praise God, and His responsibility that He has to you and I. Amen. So we see an individual responsibility, and we see a master's responsibility. But I'd like to preach just a little while on this thought, if God will be my help, on a time to go to work. Amen. A time to go to work. As we look at this, we see Paul's a talking, and he's talking to his brother. Paul had a desire to see souls saved. His kinsmen, he had a desire that they would be redeemed, that they'd be accept the price, they'd be saved by God's amazing grace. Amen. His prayer was that Israel would be saved, that they might be saved. Praise God. There ought to be a heart's a desire for every one of us tonight, that all of our lost people, our family members, our loved ones, our friends and acquaintances would be saved. Praise God. Born again. I tell you, if it ever happens that way, you talk about they'll be friends indeed. Amen. Praise God when we get born again and saved. But he's talking about, Paul was talking about here, he said, notice they have a zeal and they have a knowledge, but they're ignorant of God's righteousness. Amen. I'm wondering today if a lot of people, they got a zeal and they got a knowledge. I think folks here in the church have a zeal and we've got a knowledge, but sometimes I wonder if we're just ain't a little ignorant, praise God, of God's righteousness. Amen. The things that's right in the eyes of God. A lot of times I think we get a picture, an idea in our heads what we think's right, but I want to tell you what God says is right. Amen. Praise God. He's righteous in all His dealings, and I'm glad for that this evening. So we see here the Bible tells us, He said, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. So what he's telling us here, Paul's telling us here, praise God, he said, I'd like to see my folks saved, but he said, I'm not going to see them saved till we can get right with God. Kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Amen, praise God. I can see that. It's hard to get anybody in if we can't get in. Amen, it's hard to get anybody in to be right with God if we're not right with God. He said, well, preacher, I think we're pretty much right with God. Well, are we? Amen. If we don't check up every now and then, praise God, and see where we're at when it comes to God's Word, amen, we're missing the mark. Amen. Praise God. I like it when God takes His Word and He lays it out there and see if I line up with it. Amen. Praise God. That's where the rubber meets the road, when you lay it out there and see if you line up with what He says. Amen. Now, I can line up with what somebody else says about me. Amen. Praise God. Pretty good. But it's harder to line up with what God says about me, what He thinks about me. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hey, I'm a pretty good actor, I guess. Praise God. I can make you think I'm all things. But praise God, the Lord knows how I am. Amen. And the Lord knows how you are. Praise God. That's why He's there to be out there. That's why He's there to be that ever-present help in the time of troubles. Amen. Because we are our own worst enemy. Amen. Praise God. And we're trying to seek out. We've got a zeal. We got a desire. I believe that with all my heart. I believe this church is full of zeal and full of desire. Amen. We just have to learn to program our desire and our zeal in the right direction. Amen. James says it this way. In James chapter number 2, or chapter number 1 rather, James chapter number 1 verse 22, James says this. He said, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Now listen to what he says. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. He said, you can't just hear it, said you got to do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. He says, like a man looking in the mirror. Amen. You see that fella, you see that person, you see that lady. Amen. Praise God. In the glass. He said, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Amen. So in other words, what he does, he said it's a man behold holding himself in a glass, or it's a man, a woman, person looking at themselves in a mirror and seeing themselves in all their flaws that they have. Amen. Amen. Oh me, seeing all the flaws that we have. Praise God. He said, for holding himself and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. So we see all them, praise God, and we turn around, and once we get away from that glass, we forget about what we saw. Amen? Forget about who we are. But he said, whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. So he said, we look into the law of liberty. The law of liberty is Christ Jesus, our Lord, and righteousness through him, praise God. That he's paid the price. He becomes our Savior. He becomes our righteousness, because ours is filthy rags. It's like those old bandages that they'd use to bind up the wounds of leopards. He said, they're not fit for much. But he said, praise God, the righteousness, Lord Jesus Christ, will be the righteousness that'll get you down the road. Amen. But he said, if we forget, but he said, no, he said, be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. He said, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Or in other words, said he, what James is telling us here, he said, that man will be blessed in his doing. In other words, what he says, what he does will matter. It'll bring glory to God. It'll lift up and magnify the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. What we need is the drawing power of God. We need men, women, boys, and girls, praise God, seeking the righteousness of God, a right walk with God in this day and hour that we live. Praise God. So that we can begin to do those things that will bring glory to His name. We preached the other day about the Great Commission, about that great supper that was set, that great supper that was made, and many were bad to come. Amen. But he tells us there how they all begin to make excuses why they couldn't come. I want to tell you, if you get to looking for excuses why you can't, praise God, the devil will give you a whole list. Amen. He'll be writing them out in your mind half a day. You get down there where you're going and say, well, I would have done that, but. You know what I found out? God tells us that it's goats, but sheep just follow because they don't know no better. Amen. They got enough sense, praise God, just to know that they ain't able, but there's a God of heaven that is. Amen. He's the master shepherd, and they just follow God. I'll never forget when we was over in Israel, and we was out there in them Bedouins, and they was herds of sheep just everywhere, and they had little Bedouin camps out there in the desert, in the Judean desert, and them folks was out there, and all they was just some pallets thrown together and a tarp thrown over them, and that was their house. And I'm thinking during the nighttime they brought the sheep and all in with them. But them things are scattered out, and they was intermingled all around it. This one's with theirs, and theirs with this, and they couldn't. They don't know how in the world they could catch them. They all looked the same. But when that shepherd got up and he called for his sheep, praise God! You know what happened? Them little old sheep, well, their ears, a head perked up, her little ears perked up, and about the second, third time he called, son, here they come just to getting it. Amen. Praise God. I listen. Amen. Praise God. We ought to be the sheep of the Lord. Amen. We not ought to be just hearers, but we ought to be doers. When we hear God calling our name, praise God, we ought to come. Amen. Talking about the Great Commission. What is the Great Commission? Amen. What? Go in the whole world. Tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what it is, to preach the gospel to the lost. Amen. To begin to ask questions. But in order to be able to get a hold of the Great Commission, we have to realize where we are. You can't do something that you ain't. Amen? Hello? Amen. So we have to realize where we stand. You say, what are you saying, Pastor? I said, do we have a good relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen? Hello, church?
Amen.
Do we have a good relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? Not just we know who He is, praise God, but we know that He lives in our heart, praise God. He's changed us. We can't do what we used to do. He's just taking guidance. He's there to help us. He's encouraging us, praise God, along the way. He's pointing us in the direction, and we're trying our best to follow because we love Him so much. That's a relationship. Amen. It's a relationship. So do we have a right relationship? Is our family saved? Amen. Are they saved? Is your children saved? Are your parents saved? Is your mom and daddy saved? Amen. You say, preacher, yeah, my mom. Are you sure? Are we sure they're saved? Have they been born again? Praise God. They brag on Jesus. They have a zeal. See what happened? I believe we got a zeal, praise God. I believe we got knowledge, but it's not according to the righteousness of God. We ought to have a zeal and a knowledge and a desire, praise God, to bring glory to His precious name in righteousness, in the right way, fulfilling this great commission that the Lord has given us to be soul winners. Amen. I wonder how many of us tonight, I want you to raise your hand, but just about how many of us are soul winners? How many people have you, how many hundreds and thousands have you led to the Lord? Amen. Amen. Hey, where are they at? Do you need to go gather them? Do we need to start ripping out walls? Adding on to the church? Are we gathering them in? Praise God that God's house might be full. That was His desire. Amen. That God's house would be full. So where are we at? Those around us that say they're saved, but where are they at? Amen. Are they living for Lord Jesus Christ? Are they disciples of Christ? We have to ask ourselves these questions, praise God. Amen. How do we know? Because they have the zeal, and they have a knowledge, praise God, and they have it in right ways or righteousness. A way of following Christ Jesus. You say, preacher, how do we know? I'm fixing to tell you. Wouldn't you like to know how to have the righteousness of God, walk with Him right every day? Wouldn't it be a blessing, praise God, just to know God in the free pardon of sin and not just know Him that way, praise God, but know that God Almighty is in you and He's working through you, praise God, and He's pointing you to souls that might need to be saved for His glory. So what does God tell us to do? Look over Mark chapter number 16. Mark chapter 16. Brother Jeff nailed it right on the head a while ago. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. And Jesus said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. So what does the Bible tell us to do? He said, in the righteousness of God, see, He said, if we're going to load up, we're going to do right, and we say we're right, say we're going to do right for the glory of God, then we got to do what God says. And we got to do what Jesus tells us to do. Hello? Now, I've told you before, these are not suggestions. Everybody nod your head. Amen. They're not suggestions. These are commandments from the Lord. And He says to go ye. Now what's a ye? A you. Us. Amen. We. Amen. He said go ye into all the world. Now He didn't just say to a little corner here, a little corner there, down to church house on Sunday morning. See, this is where we come to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. Where we load up, praise God, on the good word of God, that we take it into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in. Amen. That compelled to come to a place where they can be saved to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So He said to go out. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. So He says, what we need to do, praise God. He said, the first thing He says to do is we need to go to the world and preach the gospel. You say, preacher, I'm not a preacher. Well, praise God, you got a testimony. We're all preachers of the righteousness of Christ. Amen. I pray God, we're all supposed to be telling that old story. We're all supposed to be giving that good news, the Lord Jesus Christ, His victorious death over death, burial, and the resurrection, glory to God. There's not a one of us that can't do it. Amen. Because He said to go. Amen. Every one of us, and to preach. Amen. Ain't that what it says? Am I reading it wrong? Go ye, that's you, that's me, that's us, into all the world, amen, and preach the gospel to just a few. No, to every creature. Amen. Praise God. He said, go out into your community and preach and give the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ to everybody you see. And if they won't listen, praise God, tell it to the dogs and the frogs and the hippos and the rhinoceros. Praise God. Just tell everybody you see, everything you see, how good Jesus is. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody's needing it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, them little old critters, praise God, they might know what, not understand what you're saying, but if you say it from a heart of love, praise God, you're going to get them stirred up. Amen. Preach it to everybody. Go in the highway, go in the world in righteousness and preach the gospel. Try to win every creature. Amen. All of God's creation. What does that mean to me and you? It means that we're supposed to go out with an effect of saturation. Amen. To take the gospel, just saturate the world with the gospel. Can you imagine what would happen if God's people actually did that? Think about it. If you just actually went out in the world and you saturated everywhere you go with the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We've got a zeal. Amen. And we've got a knowledge. But we just don't have a righteousness. Amen. We just not geared up right yet, are we? Say amen. Amen. Oh me. Amen. We ought to have a desire, praise God. We ought to be preaching. Jesus said to go in there and preach to every creature. Proclaim the gospel to every living thing in this world. So at the end comes, hey, praise God, I don't want to give nobody no excuse to you. I'd hate somebody point over at me, praise God, on that judgment day and said, well, he could have told me, but he didn't. Amen. I hung out with him. He never told me about Jesus. What'd be even bad if he pointed and said, I didn't know he was saved. Why didn't he tell me about him? Amen. Maybe I wouldn't have been here. That's why he said, go in the world, into all the world. You, me, us, and preach the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So that these folks can be saved. So that they can have a zeal, saturating effect, praise God, on the world we live in. We need some good news today. Everything you see is all bad. Very seldom do you get any good news anymore. Amen. You got crazy people and crooked politicians on every hand, and you hardly ever hear anything good anymore. But praise God, wouldn't it be good just to start sharing some good news of Lord Jesus Christ, how He loved us, praise God, He come to die for us, that through Him we might be saved? So he said we need to go out in the world, Brother Bill, and we need to preach the gospel to everybody, to every creature, praise God, that some might be saved. In Matthew chapter 28, the Lord said this. In Matthew 28 and verse 16, said, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee into a mount where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. I'm afraid what's happened, we're part of that doubting crowd today. If we ain't careful, the old devil will get us to doubting everything about us. Everything about our faith, everything about our religion, everything about our salvation. Amen? And it comes from us not having this righteous knowledge of God. But listen to what he says. Verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, now watch this. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Amen? So what does that mean? That means Jesus Christ, and I've told you before, He has absolute authority over everything. We worry and fret over these little old piddly things called life. And Brother Kevin, God Almighty told us through Jesus Christ Himself, He said, I have authority over all that. I have power over all that. So what we need to do, praise God, we just know to go to Jesus and cry out for help, praise God. Amen? In sincerity. Unto God Almighty. And then Jesus says this in verse number 19. He said, go ye therefore, amen, and teach all nations. What does he say to do? He says, go and what? Teach. Amen. To teach. Now that word teach literally means to make disciples. Hello? It's not just, hey, it's not just going out there and throwing out flippantly and hoping somebody, it's like fishing, Brother Jeff, throwing out a line, just hoping something grabs it. He said you go out with a purpose of giving out the gospel because all power in heaven and earth's with you to help you, to help you prevail. He says, go ye, us people, praise God, and teach all nations. Amen. Go to the whole world. Go to the whole world and teach them, praise God, in making disciples. Instruct them in the walk of God. Instruct them in a righteous life, for God's sakes. Amen. Amen. Preaching, teaching them, praise God, making disciples. Teaching that leads to a baptism. Hello? I told you the other night, we've been doing this all wrong. When somebody gets saved, we won't put it off for 6 months or a year before we get them baptized. God ain't in that. Amen. They get saved, praise the Lord. We ought to find a hole and get them in as quick as we can. Praise God. To enter into believers' baptism. Praise God, so we can bring them out. Because the preaching leads to the teaching, and the teaching leads to the baptizing, praise God. And then the teaching, praise God, will lead them to a place where they observe what the commandments of God are.
Amen.
Amen. Gets us to point, keeps us going the right direction. What we're doing, we're leaving too much time to lollygag around in between. Amen. It's about time God's people got serious about what's going on here in this world. Amen. He said if His people, which are called by His name, amen, need to straighten up. Amen. Praise God. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Good teaching leading them getting baptized. The reason they realize they need to follow Christ in believers' baptism. Now listen, but I'm not telling you baptizing saves you. You get saved and then you get baptized.
Amen.
Amen. What they're doing, they're making a commitment to Christ. Hello? Making a commitment to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we're doing. Amen. Praise God. And he said in verse 20, he says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. So we see this teaching, preaching brings on teaching, with the teaching brings around baptism, and baptism, praise God, helps us to realize through the teaching instruction that we need to follow Christ. Amen. We need to observe the commandments that he gives us. We need to listen to his instructions. Amen. A lot of people, I've heard people say, well, preacher, if we only had an instruction book so we'd know what to do, open the covers of this blessed old King James Bible and you'll find all the directions you need. Amen. For life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Amen. They're all in here in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the teaching and instruction, praise God, that we need from Him, He makes the difference, praise God. And then they get in, they get baptized, they begin to observe the commandments of God, they begin to follow God, go in the direction of the Lord. See where we're missing the boat? If we let them sit idle on the benches for a month or a day or a year or 2 years or 10 years, amen. Listen, we're losing souls. Amen. Hello, is anybody hearing me?
Amen.
Amen. We're waiting around and we're losing souls, youngest people. There's another generation that's falling through the cracks. And it's our responsibility, an individual responsibility, to tell them the gospel. It's time to get to work. Amen. It's not that hard. Just let them know what you know. That by God's grace, He saved you by His marvelous grace. Amen. And you believe in faith, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. And then He puts you to work. Praise His holy name. That's what God does. So we see that we get them in, we get them baptized, praise God, and then we get the following God just like we are. What did Paul say to them? He says, follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. He said, use me as an example. Boy, I bet he done a whole lot of praying after that, Brother Bill. Amen. Praise God. If we go and say, Lord, please use me as an example, we better be a good example. Amen. Praise the Lord. We better walk the walk and talk the talk. If you're going to say, Lord, help me to be an example, help me to be a light, praise God. Amen. I don't want to be a light to where people get up to it and then it goes out. When they get up to you. You know what I'm saying? Amen. Where you look pretty good off at a distance, pray God, when they get up close to you, the light don't shine too bright. Amen. If Christ Jesus our Lord, praise God. He said that teaching and instruct, that preaching and teaching that uses, that leads to discipleship and becoming disciples of Christ, we're to be winning souls. So what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying the main business of the New Testament Christians, amen, is given by the Savior, praise God, in His great commission. That we should be, is to go out in the highways and to win souls for His glory. Jesus said as He was leaving out of here, remember when Jesus left out of here, Acts chapter number 1, verse 8, He said this. Now He's done said this in Matthew, He's done said this in Mark. But in Acts chapter 1 and verse number 8, He said, "But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." So He said, praise God, He said, listen, this is the commission the Lord gives us. He says, praise God, He said, when you're endued with power from on high, when you receive the Holy Ghost of God, He said, then you go into highways and the hedges, praise God, here, there, and yonder, you preach the gospel, you teach the gospel, you win disciples, praise God, and you teach them and you put them to work. Amen? What are you saying? I'm saying it's time to go to work. Amen. It's time to be witnesses for Christ. It's time to get serious about winning souls. I want to say, we can do this. You can do it. Don't be afraid. Amen. Don't be afraid of witnessing for Lord Jesus Christ. They ain't nobody out there that can eat you. Amen. They can't. You're too ornery and bony. They can't. Too tough. They can't eat you. They won't eat you. They might pout at you. They might won't hear it, but praise God, just give it anyway. There's a lot of folks out there, praise God, that need the gospel of Jesus Christ. And He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all them to me. Amen? Just get the gospel out there. Put it out there where it can. As Jesus was leaving for heaven, He told him, He said, praise God, go in everywhere you can and just preach the gospel. Amen. The gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. What was He saying? He said we need to grab as many as we can and come to Him where He is. Amen. Go out in the house and get it, grab a hold of as many as we can with the gospel. Now, I ain't taking laying hands on people. You might get in trouble for that. But I'm talking about spiritually. Go out and get a hold of as many of them you can, praise God, and try to get a hold of them, take them to heaven with you, to where Jesus is. That's what He was saying. He said, praise God, gather as many as you can, bring them to where I am. Amen. I won't say tonight, that's a good place. That's a wonderful place to be. That's a place of joy and hope and peace that passes understanding. It'll bring you in a place, praise God, that you've these people that they've never been before. A place that they're looking for, but they'll never find it here in this world. Amen. All them little young'uns at the school. All those people that you work with, all those people on the job, on the places that we work, praise God, just go in there and tell them the gospel of Jesus Christ. Some will be saved. Amen. But the first thing we got to do is we got to figure out where we are. Are we saved? Do we know where we're at? Do we know where our families is at? Do we know where they're saved? Amen. If not, we need to get to work. We need to be busy about the Father's business because we're running out of time. The days are getting short. And looking around here, listen, we ain't getting no younger. Amen? We need to be about the Father's business. Right? We need to be seeing souls saved. We need to be making disciples. Praise the Lord. I told you today, if one person get one saved today, and then that person would get one saved, and then tomorrow get two, and then they would be two, and after it wouldn't take but the mathematical, Mia could probably tell you she's better at math than I am. Over in a few months, the whole world will be saved. And then I tell you what, this world will be a whole lot better place. Amen. When we is all looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, looking for that place that He's prepared for us. Having our names all written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Part of the family of God.